Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Yankees and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting seventh. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pee Wee Waninger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Wade Hoyt. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Lamott. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Milt Gaston. And now, play ball. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Combs. The throw from Hargrave and he is out, McManus applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott takes first base on ball four. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Combs who is chasing the ball. Sisler reaches third base with a triple. Lamott goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to home to get Sisler. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Bengo and he is out, Waninger applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive towards short. Lamott catches it and throws to first to double up Gehrig. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into center field. Combs picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Combs. McManus moves to second. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McManus moves to third. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McManus scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, Browns. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson takes first base on ball four. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wanninger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pee Wee Wanninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wanninger hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bengo moves to second. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-1 in the game. Dugan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bengo scores. Hoyt moves to second. It's 2-1, Browns. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lamott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lamott is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Sisler moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hoyt. Sisler moves to third. Williams moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. Musel hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields the ball and throws to Hoyt covering. Safe. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrave strikes out. There goes Jacobson. The throw from Bango to Wanninger, and Jacobson is out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Benny Bango is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bango is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bango hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pee-wee Wanninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wanninger is 0 for 1 in the game. Wanninger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoyt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 2 in the game. Dugan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaston hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Gaston reaches second base with a double. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to third for the out. Rice moves to second. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler hits a pop-up towards short. Wanninger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice scores. Lamott moves to third. It's 3-1, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Bango and he is safe. Williams steals second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs who is chasing the ball. Jacobson reaches third base with a triple. Lamott scores. Williams scores. McManus goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Browns. Hank Johnson now pitching. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 2 in the game. Hargrave hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jacobson scores. It's 7-1, Browns. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 2 in the game. Musel hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Ruth moves to second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Wanninger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lamott takes first base on ball 4. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Musel. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Lamott goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bengo for the out. 1 out. Pee Wee Wanninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wanninger is 0 for 2 in the game. Wanninger hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ernie Johnson now playing second base. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Jacobson takes first base on ball four. McManus moves to second. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hargrave bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to third for the out. Jacobson moves to second. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robertson is hit by the pitch. Jacobson moves to third. Hargrave moves to second. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gaston hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jacobson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-1, Browns. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Musel. Rice reaches second base with a double. Hargrave scores. Robertson moves to third. It's 10-1, Browns. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Lamott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robertson scores. Rice scores. It's 12-1, Browns. Charlie Caldwell now pitching. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Sisler hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 12, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Howie Shanks pinch hits for Joe Dugan. Howie Shanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shanks strikes out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-3 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Combs moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 12, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. Howie Shanks now playing third base. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball four. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wanninger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McManus moves to second. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hargrave hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Robertson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 12, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bengo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Pascal pinch runs for Benny Bengo. Pee-wee Wanninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wanninger is 0-for-3 in the game. Wanninger hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Veach pinch hits for Charlie Caldwell. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pascal. The throw from Hargrave and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Veach reaches second base with a double. Pascal scores. It's 12-2, Browns. Howie Shanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shanks is 0-for-1 in the game. Shanks hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 12, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.